Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJZV Radio. Now, as I said last week, this week we'll begin to tackle another one of those strange, rarely explained words in the Christian vocabulary, and that is, which is also a critical understanding for us that we must have to walk with the Lord. And that word is justification. Justification. In Romans 3, 19 through 28, Paul lays a foundational understanding in the church at Rome and ends his pitch by saying in verse 27, "Where is boasting then? Is it excluded? But by what law? Of works? Nay, but the law of faith." Therefore, that word therefore means because what was previously said, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without deeds of the law. You see, just like today, the Christians of that day in Rome were you know, leaving the message of grace and faith and moving back under the law and good works. So Paul had to relay the foundation of our sins being forgiven by grace through faith and not working and doing and all of those good things that we think that merit salvation. Oh no. Today in the church, there's even a Jewish movement sweeping the nations, putting Christians back under the Jewish Old Testament requirements, or the keeping of the law and the feast and all of the holy days. You know, what a pile of camel cookies, though, my friend. That we need no Old Testament rituals. Let me say that again. We need no Old Testament rituals and no holidays to worship a holy God. We are justified by God. Wow. We are justified by God. All we need is faith and a belief. Jesus died for our sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, as he said, and move in obedience and commitment to him, and we will be saved. No prayer shawls needed. No kissing the Torah. No dancing around the box the Torah is kept in. All we have to do is love God with our body and our mind and our spirit, and all will be well. In Romans 3:21, Paul starts out, "But now." But now what? "But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law," or rituals and traditions, "of men and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and unto all them that believe." The words "but now" denotes a change, a huge change, my friend. Paul tells us what that change was. Paul says in verse 19 that under the law, the entire world was guilty before God. Wow, the entire world was guilty before God. "Thus, no one could be declared righteous. Indeed, all were shown to be totally unrighteous. The law of God absolutely buried each and every one of us, exposing us as dead sinners. But out of the seemingly hopeless situation emerges the words, "but now." These words proclaim that God has not left us in our sinful condition. Oh no. Well, how did he do that? Verse 21. "Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." This is the great truth of justification by faith. It is the truth of God's grace in Jesus Christ. And it is the gospel, the good news of our salvation. It states that we can be saved by grace through faith, Ephesians 2 and 8. Now, God's moral and legal justification of those who embrace Christ is only possible because Jesus Christ paid the price through his death on the cross for each and every one of the sins that we commit. Thus, this means that our sin issue has been dealt with. Let me say that again. Our sin issue has been dealt with and has been settled if we believe in what Jesus did for us on the cross. If not, then sin will be in control of all that we do and say. Paul tells us in Romans 6:14, "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace." In other words, it is God's intention for us that sin should not rule or reign and control in our life. But notice that our sin issue is settled in us if we believe in the work that Jesus did on the cross. And also notice it is not settled on the basis of anything about us, but on the finished work of Jesus Christ. Now, here's the definition. I am as forgiven right now as I will ever be. It means God's forgiveness of us is as finished and complete as is the death of Jesus was on the cross and the victory that he won. Okay, do you have that? Boy, I hope so, my friend. Now listen a little closer. Justification means that we are in Christ, which is far more than just a person whose sins are forgiven. We are in Christ. Wow. Do you see the difference here, my friend? God has done all the forgiving he is going to do. It is for all of our sin, once and for all. If we are in Christ, then we are completely forgiven and a redeemed person. We are justified. We are declared righteous by God. We are acquitted totally before God. And yes, we are guilty. We were guilty. We have sinned. But we were born into sin. You know, we are not a sinner because we have committed sins. Romans 3:23 says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But that's not what makes us a sinner. We are a sinner because we were born into this world of sin, and we all need a Savior. These verses in Romans 3:19 through 23 are some of the most important verses in the Word of God. And as I said, in them we can find a great truth of justification, and without understanding it, maybe some people are not even saved. They just believe faith, but no, it takes the understanding of justification and sanctification. And indeed, them which find the fundamentals of the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And if we would come to a grasp of these truths in the passages of Romans 3:19-28, it would provide a framework for so much else in the scripture for our understanding. So now that we know some of the process of justification, let us go on and talk about how the process works. Now, a central theme of Christianity is, as I said, justification by faith alone. What this means is that we are justified, declared righteous by God through our faith in Jesus Christ alone. Alone. And our good works has nothing to do with it whatsoever. Now, lest we misunderstand here, we need to see that our faith is not what justifies us. So our faith is not what justifies us. Oh no, 1,000 times no. The redemptive work of Christ justifies us by faith. The faith that God gives us, you know, Romans 12:3, you know, if we embrace what Jesus has done and God declares us righteous based on what Christ did on the cross, thus we are justified by God. And now listen even closer here, my friend. And neither is our faith or righteous acts by which we are deemed justified, that God justifies us, as if our faith meets some requirement for righteousness. Wow. That our works cannot meet. Oh no. Far more from that, for it is our faith is real, then it is the outcome of seeing that we have no merit. Our faith is simply our surrender to the reality that we have nothing to offer God. And it is our embracing of the reality that he gives us everything that we need for salvation. Wow. Through his grace and through Jesus Christ our Lord. Wow. What a tremendous truth. Very, very important. More on this next week, for the next couple weeks, looking at justification. Because again, if we do not understand justification by faith, then we're not sent, we're just not saved. We must understand that word justification and what it means. So this has been David Stahl. God bless. Talk to you all next week. Amen.